Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Today I want to share with you the results of a survey that the Research Bureau just conducted of opinions about public safety conditions in downtown Worcester. In recent years, many police departments, including Worcester's, have adopted what is known as a community policing strategy. Traditional policing focused primarily on rapid and effective reactions to the most serious crimes. Lower-level offenses, such as public drunkenness or problems associated with homelessness or vagrancy, were viewed as too trivial to merit serious concern. So-called quality-of-life issues were not seen as a responsibility of the police. Community policing has a broader focus. It takes less serious offenses more seriously, and is concerned with maintaining order in public places just as much as enforcing the law. Its advocates believe that there is a crucial link between low-level offenses and major offenses like assault and murder. When a community tolerates behavior like aggressive panhandling or graffiti, this tends to breed fear and apathy among citizens, thus creating the perfect conditions for more serious crimes. Community policing advocates believe that police work is too important to be left to the professionals. They expect more from community members than just calling 911. The police must actively engage the community in the work of crime prevention and order maintenance. The most important way in which the Worcester Police Department implements community policing is through its regular meetings with the more than 50 neighborhood crime watch groups in Worcester. These meetings provide the public with a direct line of communication to the police department. For the police, they provide information about trends in Worcester's neighborhoods, and they help the police to gauge the state of public opinion about public safety in the city, as well as opinion about the Worcester Police Department itself. The Research Bureau plays a small role in facilitating these efforts by, every year, distributing a public safety survey to Worcester's neighborhood groups. These surveys contain over 20 questions about citizens' attitudes towards crime, order, and the police department's performance. We publish the results in our annual Benchmarking Public Safety Report. This past fall, a new neighborhood crime watch group started in downtown. We designed a special survey for this group, and the results are now in. We found that people in downtown have a significantly different outlook on public safety than other neighborhood groups. For one thing, the biggest problem they identified was loitering or unsupervised youth. Other groups identified drugs as the number one problem, and loitering polls less than 10%. As far as solutions go, people in downtown feel much more strongly that greater police presence is needed than groups elsewhere in the city. In other neighborhoods, there are more people who believe that their neighborhood is the safest neighborhood in Worcester. Few people in downtown made this claim. But public opinion about downtown is not altogether bad. Few describe the overall quality of public safety in downtown as very good, but most rated it average or good. Only 1 out of 97 respondents rated it very poor. It is often said that people are too hard on downtown Worcester, that the conventional wisdom vastly exaggerates its dangerousness. Downtown Worcester is not a high crime area, crime statistics show. Our findings refute the conventional wisdom about the conventional wisdom. The respondents of our survey seem to get it about right. They understood that there is a difference between major crimes and quality of life issues, but they believe that this should not minimize the importance of addressing quality of life issues. It's hard to argue with that conclusion. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.